Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. We got some really good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. Our good buddy Bob Nagin is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. He and his lovely wife Susan are the authors of Marketing Your Retail Store. He is one of the world's experts on retail business marketing development, advertising, selling, operating, whatever you got to do. The man was once sold yo-yos, had a yo-yo store and a kite store that, and he did business in the kite business 12 months out of the year. How about that? That's the kind of guy I want advising me about my retail operation, and he's our good friend, Bob Nagin. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. I don't know if this is Customer Service Month, but every year, the first week of October is considered Customer Service Week.
Right.
And so we've asked you to join us today to help us celebrate, and let's just go ahead and say October is Customer Service Month. Of course, Bob, I know you agree with me, and when I say that every day should be Customer Service Day.
I was just going to make that comment. Every week is Customer Service Week if you're going to be a successful small business person.
And as you know, and I know you do this in your work, and we do it on our work, we don't wait till the first week of October to talk about this. We talk about this all the time. It's something that probably is nothing more that I do, that I focus on, that I think about. I don't go very far in my work, writing or speaking or whatever, without talking about the importance of the customer. And isn't it amazing to you, Bob, to see businesses operating that somehow they don't get that?
It absolutely flabbergasts me. You know, one thing that I tell people all the time is, look, you are an expense, the customers are the profit. So pay attention to the people that bring things into the door, you know, money into the door. And, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. You walk up and down the street, you go into stores, you go into restaurants, you pick up the phone to call somebody for a service, and you're met with total indifference. It drives me crazy.
Well, one of my favorite stories is one of the large office supply companies opened up a business in my area years ago. And I heard a lot of complaints from the local small business office supply companies. And so one day I went into one of those companies after the big business had been open for a while, and there was no customers there. There were no customers in this small business. And I wanted something, and I chose to go there instead of the big company. And a guy was on the phone who could have waited on me, but I waited. I noticed that he was talking to his... I couldn't help but notice, because he was talking out loud, he was talking to his girlfriend while I cooled my heels.
Sure, absolutely.
And then when I told him, he got off the phone and I told him what I wanted, he said, well, the person who handles that won't be here until tomorrow. Can you come back? Now, that's a true story.
It happens all the time.
And that's, to me, my point is, ladies and gentlemen, Instead of worrying about the big box companies, you got enough to worry about inside your four walls. Pogo said it best. Pogo said we have seen the enemy and he is us. When it comes to
you're absolutely correct.
You know, it's not don't worry about the big box companies. If you'll take care of what's going on inside of your four walls and love up your customers, you won't have to worry about those big box companies.
I could not agree with you more. Jim, you know, I mean, it's always about the customer. You know, I have a saying, love your customers, the money will follow.
That's right.
You know, it starts with that. And I love what you just said there also. Love up your customers. Absolutely right.
Well, that's the term that I like to use. Love them up, folks, and
love
make them feel that that you coming into their business is the most exciting and important thing to happen to you all day. And then do that over and over and over again.
Yes.
One of the things that that I've been on my high horse about, as my grandmother used to say, is the concept of how we respond to customers after they say something to us. And I wrote an article about this, Bob, called "No Problem Is a Problem." When we come back, I want to get your thoughts about that. 20
Great,
till
sure.
Bob Nagin is our guest. It's Customer Service Week. We're talking about that very issue. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our Brain Trust members. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Bob Nagin is our guest. He's our good friend. He's helping us celebrate Customer Service Week, Customer Care Week, as my friend Joanna Brandy would she'd fuss at me and tell me that I should call it Customer Care Week, Bob. By the way, Bob is the author, he and his wife Susan are the author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. Bob, customer care, customer service, I don't care what you call it as long as you do it.
That's right.
And when we went to the break, I was talking about one of the big mistakes, and that's where I want you to go with this thing. What are some of the big mistakes that people make? But one of the big mistakes with customer care is not training your people to not say things like "no problem."
Right.
I mean, what's wrong with "you're welcome"? What's wrong with "it's my pleasure"? "No problem" sounds like we have a problem, and if if customers are in your store, that ain't a problem.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, and it goes back to a fundamental truth about customer service and about staff development. If you want your staff, if you want your employees to behave a certain way, you have to tell them how you want them to behave. You can't just assume that they're going to do things the way that you want them to do it. You know, you want them to be done. So, you know, training is such an important part, and before you can train somebody to your customer service standards, you have to think about them yourself. So you have to be clear on what you want to do and the kind of experience you want your customer to have when they pick up the phone and call your business or come into your store. So you have to, you know, you have to start with the end in mind. And so many people, they hire people and then hope that when they get out there on the floor, they do a good job.
Well, and I think we're presuming that people who come to work for you already have the right values, the right understanding of why, what motivates your business, what motivates you and your business to do what it does. And I think that's a gross presumption on your part, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, be very clear for all of your listeners. Be very, very clear about this essential truth. If you don't set standards, your team, your staff members, your employees have no choice but to create their own.
Right.
You know, I mean, they don't read minds, and they'll just do whatever they think is best, or they'll do whatever they think you think is best. And so you have to be, you know, it's a training issue, but it starts with you understanding what you want for your customers.
And I don't think I've ever, in my life, Bob, I don't think I've ever seen as much of a difference between the way generations connect with it inside of their generation as we have today. I think, you know, it's almost like there are dialects inside of each generation. And if you have a business where you got multi-generational customers, you know, you if you hire young people, you've got to train them how to speak to old guys like me. You know? And you can't... You can't let... You know, they're not going to be able to text these customers.
You don't want to be called dude?
Actually, I don't mind that.
Okay. Dude!
I don't mind dude. I'd rather they say dude correct. Than is no problem. But what are some of the big mistakes that people make?
Well, you know, besides not actually sitting down and saying what kind of experiences your customer want and creating standards for it and training people to your standards, another common mistake, especially with new, inexperienced business people, is to let an incident, a particular problem, become a policy. And because I work in retail, and a lot of your listeners do, this is what leads to the return policy that goes something like this. You know, you can return it within 3 days for an exchange if you have a receipt. If you have a receipt, it's 30 days. After that, you get half off on a store credit, you know.
Yeah.
All these rules that get in the way of the customer experience. Your customer does not exist for your convenience. You exist for the convenience of your customer.
That's right.
Make it easy for them to shop with you. Every rule is an impediment, and every rule will drive people farther away. I think that something else that everybody should understand when they think about return policies is this. The value of the transaction cannot exceed the value of a relationship.
Right.
So if somebody wants to return something, for crying out loud, let them return it, because otherwise they won't ever shop with you again.
And you have an opportunity to shock them by saying, absolutely, bring that back and we'll fix it, or we'll give it to another one, whatever. You have an opportunity for them to watch, maybe even to watch their mouth drop open. And when that happens, you created a wow thing.
Absolutely. You know, the most valuable, powerful words in customer service are these. What would you like me to do?
Right. What do you want?
How can I make this better? You know, another mistake that people make all the time is if people come with a complaint, they say, I'm sorry. That's not what you should say.
That's right.
If somebody comes with a complaint, the first words out of your mouth should be, thank you.
Yes.
Because what you're acknowledging is that there's a problem, and now your partner's in fixing that problem.
Thank you for telling us instead of somebody else.
That's right.
Thank you for giving us a chance. Thank you for giving us a chance to fix this. You know, the fact that you brought this back makes you one of our favorite customers. I mean, folks, do that. It's over the top, but it works. 10 till, right back with Bob Nagin. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're celebrating customers. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Thanks for hanging out with me. You know how I feel about you as my customer, my friends. You know that I thank you on a minute-by-minute basis. I'm always telling you how much I appreciate your business. And I hope when you listen to me on the show, I hope you think about that. I mean, do you and your people do this with your folks? We have a great visit with our good friend Bob Nagin. Bob is the co-author, along with Susan Nagin, of the outstanding book, Marketing Your Retail Store. Bob is a retail expert. Bob, we need your website, please.
WWW, of course, Whiz Bang Training, WHIZBANG Training, whizbangtraining.com.
And folks, I think you can hear the energy in Bob and the excitement in Bob's voice. He's like that all the time. It's the only way you could actually make a living selling kites 12 months out of the year. And he did it. So that's the reason why I look to him whenever it comes to retail and taking care of customers. Bob, you know, we were talking about giving the customer what they want. I hate to say it, but many decades ago now, when I worked for Sears, I worked my way through college with Sears. The store manager said to me one time, he said, we were going over, you know, a customer that complained and brought something back. And we were sort of debriefing what happened. He said, Jim, when you talk to the customer, get whatever you can from them. I mean, make them happy. Give them whatever, you know, whatever concession they'll agree to, give it to them.
Yes.
He said, because when they get to me, I'm going to give them whatever they want.
Right.
He said, by the time they get to my office, they get whatever they want. So if you say to them, what would make you happy? And they said, you know, 50%. He said, give them 50%, because when they get to me, it's going to be 100%.
That's great. You know, as we were talking about on the break, I have a customer service program seminar that, you know, I've done for years and years. And I was doing it up in a town here in Michigan, Sault Ste. Marie, where they have several casinos.
Right.
And a woman from the casino said that for several years they had a whole sort of menu of, if the customer had a complaint, this was going to be their compensation. So if you didn't like the food, you got X. If you like the food, you know, so you know, they dictated what the customer would get
right.
if the customer had a problem. But then they changed one day for some reason. They tried out the whole experiment of what would you like me to do, and what they found was it cost half as much
right.
to make those customers twice as happy. And I think that small business people have a tendency to, once again, hold on to the margin from an individual transaction so tightly that they lose track of the fact that the real value comes in having a long, 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 highly profitable relationship.
That's right.
So they focus on the transaction, not on the value of the relationship, and they lose out on thousands and thousands of
right.
dollars.
Well, and never mind the people they tell, the people they influence, their children, their
absolutely.
Friends, their employees.
Sure.
And, you know, I really liked what you said a minute ago about that. And I just think if you take care of your customers from moment one, I mean, if you just love them up so much, when they don't have a problem, when they actually do have a situation that they want to deal with, they're going to have a whole lot different attitude than if you didn't serve them well. If they have an attitude about you, and then they have some kind of a problem, some kind of something they have to return, that's good. Now we've got an adversarial situation on our hands.
Yes, yes, and you know, and it's just people. Once again, and I think it comes with some people, they just don't understand. You know, by nature they're contrary, by nature they're suspicious, by nature they think that the person across from them is out to get them. And if
right.
that's your attitude, if that's your if that's your personality, first of all, you shouldn't be in business. You know, go get a job.
Right, right.
But don't be an entrepreneur, because we have to. You know, love your customer, the money will follow.
That's right.
So I mean, that's part of it. But also, I mean, people, they don't think past what's directly in front of them, and it's just mm-hmm. a huge mistake.
Yeah. I really like, and I agree with you 100%. Folks, think about what Bob said. The transaction is minuscule compared to the value of the relationship. Bob, that's the most important thing you said to us in a long time.
Well, thank you, Jim.
That's wonderful. I mean, think about that, folks. I want you to say it again, Bob, before as we go out.
The value of the transaction cannot, I mean, it cannot be greater than the value of the relationship.
Yeah.
So do
yeah.
whatever you can to keep the relationship alive.
Well said. Give us the website again one more time, please.
Whizbangtraining.com.
Whiz with an H, whizbangtraining.com. Hey, thanks, Bob, for being here. Good job today.
It's my pleasure.
Happy
Jim,
customer service week too, by the way. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.